But maybe it's time to
have a try, have a go at the thing.
In the meantime, we'll try to explain what we're seeing.
Okay, Frank's really the musician.
Yeah.
So he'll be twiddling our knobs. The active letter is underlined in red, and that sort of flashing red light is the cursor in the playhead.
So currently now you're on the letter D, and on the left side would be
is another letter H.
Yeah. And there's also a red bar under the letter H, and that means that you're working on the H.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're using these, as I said, these sort of pre-prepared letters today. I think, especially because they're pre-prepared and the sounds are quite pleasant.
Yeah.
You know, you can't very easily create quite a raucous, unpleasant sound, so for the benefit of your listeners. That's why we're doing that. Also quite visually, they're quite they're quite deformed already. Normally if you turn on the machine as a normal user, you would see much plainer, more recognizable letters. Could we see the preview functions? Oops. At any point when you're working with the machine, you can see the whole font. You've created some parameters, you like the sound or you like the way it looks, and then you can press a button and it'll extrapolate the whole alphabet from those parameters.
And why do you always have two at the same time? Is that
I don't know. As I said, the idea is that, for example, musically, you can play two loops against each other. Each letter has its own synthesizer, really. So you can try and set one up as a kind of rhythmical loop, and then modulate the other one in parallel to create.
And is there a demo on your website so that the listeners can see?
If you go to my website,
which is
linked from the meekfm.org website. My website's robmeek.com, and they're the older versions of the project. They don't have any sound. That's the problem.
Okay, so if you take this sound, this is what you see.
Then you'll get an idea of how it works, yeah. But the best way to see how it works is to come along to the Tupo tomorrow evening in Berlin, the BCC, and we're playing live at 7:30.
Just have a listen.
And can you record while you're... Can you record this while you're doing
it? I would like to. I haven't quite worked out to do that yet. Yeah, I mean, in answer to an earlier question, which I completely failed to answer, I think one future step for the project would be to make an online version with sound and images. If only for the benefit of the tech radio listeners.
And once you're, for example, you're happy with this set of right? And can you then save the file and say okay, and then use it in some way, or is it? It's then it disappears.
You can save it in our system.
Yeah.
To recall it in this program.
Yeah.
There isn't a, for example, a TrueType or OpenType export function yet.
But that's a future plan, right?
Maybe. There is an earlier version of the Meek synthesizer which does generate TrueTypes, so we do have the technology.
Yeah.
But it's also quite a lot of work. Is that it's a fun thing to use. We're not just doing this performance at the Tupou. The object will also be there for people to use on Friday and Saturday. And that's just, obviously it's a completely different experience of the of the project when you can actually use it yourself and listen and see.
So how often do you use it? I mean, is it something like you get up in the morning and then...
To be honest, I haven't really used it very much at all. Frank is my one and only user, really. My alpha beta tester. But that's also something, actually, I would be very interested in doing. Actually, it's really generating some typefaces. Because
I can also imagine users that also generate typefaces and put them on an open source online somewhere, so other people, you could use that, those sort of pool font or something.
You mean the sort of base forms? Yeah, absolutely. So they're very simple to make. They're just SVG files.
I can imagine it'd be a lot of fun to interchange with other people around the world.
Yeah. We don't really have any sort of grand finale yet. This could go on forever.
It's nice as background too.
I think actually it'd be fantastic for film music.
Atmo.
You know, you make your typeface for the title sequence of your film, and you got the title music as well.
Yeah. Although it does sound a little Doctor Who-ish.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's just like, in general with synthesizers, that's the case.
It would also be very interesting to know what your listeners think they're hearing.
If there's a listener, one listener, describe what you think you're listening to.
Be nice.
Is that a letter X on the left?
Can you call it P?
It's a Y.
A Y. Okay. This is it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the relationships between the forms and the sounds are clearer than at other times.
It is fascinating to watch.
Yeah.
It is. It's kind of
I'm very sorry.
Relaxing.
For anyone listening, I'm very sorry for this.
And we're still still looking at a Y and an S.
Go on, describe the Y.
It's, well, it's like brush strokes, like moving as from the view of the paper, you could say, with a wide brush. Is that still an S, Frank, on the right?
No, I think that's a U.
A U, okay. So how do you change the characters then?
Basically, we have a button. We have two buttons, okay. Previous and next character.
A button? What a surprise. That's an E. Where's the name?
I think that's an E.
It's an E, yeah, yeah. I thought an F first, but then I thought the three.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. It's like ribbon-shaped letters now. And I can't make out the right one now.
I think it's an O.
An O. It sort of makes sense because it's sort of circular, round-shaped.
I mean, the actual way that the outlines are constructed is significant. You know, where the actual control points are on the Bezier.
Turning into a science program now.
There's a landing. there's been a landing. We are not sure what it is.
You have to tell us when to stop.
Oh, I can go on for days.
I'm not doing anything, so.
Well, you know, we've got till midnight.
So, they made a condensed typeface. It's the same ribbon shapes, but it's a lot more condensed. There's a lot more difference between the horizontal strokes and the vertical strokes, too.
Yeah. I mean, as well as the sort of basic parameters like thickness and pen pressure, there are some pseudo typographic
like making
well.
It more bold
more like more specific, like you can kind of make serifs kind of
okay.
thing
okay.
like it sort
okay.
of extends the end of a contour and you can also vary the thickness according to the angle of the line, so you can make
okay.
a kind of Bodoni like
thick verticals,
yeah,
and
exactly.
thinner
yeah.
horizontals. Yes,
that's all a bit experimental of it. We're losing control here.
But that's a B on the left and a J. B and a J or a V?
Yeah. That's one thing I'm still a little bit worried about, actually, is we've got these two letters that people try and read too much into that.
Uh-huh.
You know, they kind of try and think, you know, what's that an abbreviation for? Or,
yeah.
And occasionally you come across combinations which aren't very, you know, could have unfortunate meanings. Yes, nothing we can do about that.
What is that?
No.
No.
Oh, sorry. No, sorry. I was reading it.
The image we see now is that we see no, N-O.
But you don't have a choice on what letters show up on screen, or is just that's
no,
random?
Of course you do,
yeah.
Yeah,
you do.
Choose them. Yeah, Frank's just controlling that.
But now it's only like when you show the large shapes, it's only two letters?
It's always only two letters, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, originally.
Could you expand it to more like word images and stuff?
Sure. Theoretically, yeah. The only problem is, unfortunately, technology. Is
okay. Yeah.
We get a bit slow.
Huh.
Yeah. At the moment.
Although it is in a way strange, I can imagine, to because on one occasion you're sort of looking at the shapes and you're trying to change the shapes and the music or the sound is changing to something you don't like. Wow!
Well,
so you're sort of in between those two parameters in a way.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, Frank is really the person that's used it the most. Mm-hmm. So,
you can divide those parameters. They happen at the same time. Mm. It depends on the view on it. That's why we say designers and musicians can work in parallel. Mm. So
yeah, you can turn the sign down if you don't like it. Turn the monitor off.
Well, we've got one description of the sound.
Oh.
It says, two psychedelic frogs around 3 meters underwater, which didn't have any oxygen for 3 days, but still didn't die yet, and tried to warm the outside world that they could be rescued.
That's amazing. Yeah. Frog-like.
Kind of.
I would like to thank you very much for this presentation, demonstration, and talk, and till soon.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Sweet 16. Now we're talking.